It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
You know what I love about podcasting? You don't see me getting older. I get more wrinkles, but I see them in the morning when I look in the mirror. So I want to talk today about, I'm going to even say men's, but it apply to women as well, on anti-aging. And so I get excited because our guest is more a friend of the show, and it's Barrett Wirtz. Now, Barrett, you remember, has been in previous shows and joined us before, but Barrett is... Well, you may recognize the name not only from our show, but was the styling grooming director at Men's Fitness Magazine. He's done a lot of writing also for Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Men's Journal, and Stylecaster, which is a website dedicated to women's beauty, fashion, and lifestyle. So he's able to help not just us guys, but also you ladies. And so more importantly, he now has his own website, thegroomingeditor.com. And with that, we're just going to say welcome, Barrett. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on again. I'm excited.
We always love having you back. And so I want to talk about some of my people's wrinkles and how they can help get rid of them. What do you suggest? If you had to turn the clock ahead, you'd see a few of my wrinkles. What do you suggest is one of the key ingredients or some of the key ingredients to help get rid of them?
I mean, I would say the number one key ingredient would be a form of vitamin A, retinoids, because they are just proven to show results for not only wrinkles, but hyperpigmentation and fine lines. They help prolong those from happening if you start with using it early enough. So I mean, a retinol in the nighttime routine specifically would be my number one suggestion.
And you know, there's a lot with retinol that some can be irritating. I know some people have created some formulas with less irritation. I even did one for one of the dermatological brands. But I think my bigger concern is if someone goes and spends the money on it, is making sure that it's got the right amount of retinol in it. Because some people just put a drop in and then make these claims.
So that's an interesting point. There are different products have different concentrations. And that's really going to be important depending on where you are in your retinol usage routine. So if you're just starting off with using a retinol, you would likely want to go with a less concentrated dosage so that your skin can sort of adapt to it. Your skin has to adapt to retinol because it is a very, it's an intense ingredient that can cause some redness, some peeling. And so depending on the concentration, that's depending on what your skin can handle. And that's just speaking over the counter, because then there are prescription retins as well that will even further cause some irritation or redness if you haven't adapted to a retinol yet.
Yep. And I'm more in favor of the over-the-counter. I know some people use the prescription, but just focusing more on the over-the-counter. The other thing is I invite people to definitely reach out to a brand and communicate with them and ask the question, how much retinol is in the product? Don't be shy. Through social media, through their email address, or by calling, get the information you need to get the product that's right for you. What are some of the benefits of retinol for those that haven't used it?
Well, retinol is really... It's causing cell turnover. So essentially it's making your skin sort of renew itself on a faster schedule. And by doing that, it helps to lessen existing wrinkles. That's a big benefit of retinol. It actually is one of the only ingredients that's proven to provide some reversal of wrinkles. It also helps with the dark spots and hyperpigmentation that you would get from previous sun damage. So that's something that is really it's sort of a power punch, the duo there that's working on all the aspects of anti-aging. And it also improves texture to your skin. So it can actually help with shrinking pore size and causing some smoothness that might be harder to get with other products or you might not be able to get with other products. And the great thing about retinols now is every brand essentially has some sort of retinol or vitamin A derivative product that's available. And so in the past, they used to be very, very expensive. And there are still some very expensive formulations that might have a higher concentration, that might be, you know, a little less irritating. But overall, going to the drugstore, going to the department store, you should be able to find something within your price range.
Yeah, that's a good point. I actually had done a lot of work with SkinCeuticals and their formulation many years ago for doctors at different levels. And, you know, one thing is you know, we also found that it's not only helping get rid of the wrinkles and some of the benefits you mentioned, but also help promotes collagen. And so that's going to help firm up the skin and reduce the wrinkles. And like you said, you got to start at a lower level, let your skin acclimate and keep going. And I like the idea of increasing the level because it keeps your skin on its toes. So as it acclimates by changing that percentage, your skin, it's kind of like a diet. It doesn't get a chance to plateau.
Exactly.
So and through my career, I got to say, I met Dr. Kligman and Dr. Fulton over my career, and they're the original founders of Retin-A. It was originally an acne product, and then later they discovered the benefits of it for anti-aging, which I have a feeling it outsells many times over.
Absolutely. I mean, every blog, every editor, everyone's trying to find that new angle about retinol because it's been covered so much, and it has, you know, the benefits are so proven that it's hard to sort of find a new angle of introducing people about a new effect or a new attribute or something interesting that they haven't read about or heard about. So yeah, it's really it's definitely a hero chemical.
So definitely something you got to have on the bathroom counter. Let me ask, if someone started using it today for the first time, how long do you think it'll be before they see results?
So that's somewhat debated. I've seen as few as 4 weeks. I've seen as much as 12 weeks. But I would say don't plan on seeing results literally overnight. Different skin is gonna you know, respond in different ways. But certainly, I would say you have to get over that hurdle of any skin sensitivity. So if you get a little extra dryness or flakiness, you have to move past that. Don't stop using it. Don't use it every night, but don't remove it from your routine altogether if you have some sensitivity or some peeling. That's just part of the flaking. That's just part of the process. But most dermatologists I've talked to have said an average about 12 weeks, 3 months is when you're really gonna notice the results and the benefits.
That's interesting. Maybe because I'm so hypersensitive to it lately, because I'm now in my early 50s. So, you know, I feel after a couple of weeks, I started seeing some of the fine lines starting to diminish a little bit. And so I definitely get excited about using it more and more and can't wait for a few months down the road. But it's definitely something you've got to use. And I'm about to go up a level with it, but it's definitely an ingredient that I love.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's also the when to start is a bit debated as well. You know, I've seen some sites or doctors say as early as your late teens. Others say start in your 30s. I think that the earlier you start, the more benefits you're going to have in the long run. But like you said, you're going to be increasing your percentage over the years. So it's not great to start too early. That's a dermatologist question for your skin.
That's a good question. Yeah, that is a good question. And you know, I think it's kind of like health. It's never too early to start taking care of yourself and eating healthy. It's never too early to start taking care of your skin. And a lot of people wait till the damage is done and then want to reverse that damage. So, well, I got to tell you, it's been great having you back on, and I love talking about retinol. I love talking about anti-aging products, and I appreciate all your input. So I invite the listeners to visit thegroomingeditor.com. Barrett's got a ton of information, not just on retinol, all kinds of different subjects to take care of your skin, to look better, and just have a better all appearance. Barrett, we're going to have you back on because it's always a lot of fun talking to you, and I want to thank you for the topic today. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. And if you haven't subscribed, visit justaskdavid.com/iTunes and subscribe today. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit gabradionetwork.com.